نیاز تعطیل کرنے والے بہنوں اور بھائیوں، راجدھانی کے شرم دیوی کچھ بہنوں اور بھائیوں، راجدھانی کے نواسیوں کا یہ پرم سوبھاگیہ ہے کہ سنکال کے سمے میں بھی بھارت ماتا کا ایک لاڈلا لال سنسار کے پرتیک تھان میں جا کر کے بھگوان کرشن کی لیلا کا امرت کا پرچار بانٹ رہا ہے۔ جن جن کے من کے اندر بھارت کی آدھیاتمکتا پلورے مار رہی ہے، بھوتک مارگ کو سماپت کر کے اور سدھارت مارگ کی اور اگرتا ہونا، یہ بھگوان مہیلا کا ہی پرچار ہے۔ یہ کارکرم کا آج ہمارا تیسرا روز ہے اور یہ کارکرم کے ساتھ پر اگلے رویوار 21 تاریخ تک چلے گا۔ پرات کال 6 بجے سے 8:30 بجے تک، سندھیا 12 بجے سے 2 بجے تک اور سائن کال 6:30 بجے سے 8:30 بجے تک۔ اسی پرکار سے آپ کو امرت سچا ملے گی، بھگوان کے درشن اور پرساد اور آشیرواد ملے گا۔ تینوں سمے کارکرم کے پشچات آپ کو بھگوان کا پرساد ملتا ہے۔ آپ پرساد لے کر کے جائیں گے۔ سمکا جی مہاراج نے بھگوان کے پرتی شرناگتی کی یہ لو لگائی ہے، جو ان کی شرن میں آتے ہیں، جو اس کے آندولن میں آتے ہیں، ان کو اپنے جیون کو پرم پوتر بنانا پڑتا ہے۔ پورن چاہتا ہر کہنا ہوگا کسی پرکار کے ویچار کے ساتھ سمبند نہیں، اتنا ادھک کرنا کہ کسی پرکار کے ٹوپا ٹولا چاہے کون سی آدمی کا بھی سیون سرچت ہے، گیر آدمی کی پریوگ میں لایا جائے گا نہیں۔ سنسد بیٹھوں کے روپ میں اس تارے کے اندر ان کو پرارمبھ کیا ہوا ہے۔ سنسار کے لگ بھگ پرتیک بھوگ میں بڑے بڑے کرشن مندر بن رہے ہیں اور وہاں پر پرکار کے ہمارے بہن اور بھائی بھگوان کے نام کا پان کر رہے ہیں۔ ہر سیاستان کی آج دیش کے اندر ایک نیا نتیجے کی طرف کھڑے ہوئے ہیں۔ ابھی میرے جرمن نیوز کے بھائی آئے تھے، انہوں نے ستیہ جی مہاراج سے انٹرویو لے کہا کہ ورتمان استھتی جو ہندوستان اور پاکستان کی ہے اس کے بارے میں آپ کا کیا وچار ہے۔ روپ جی مہاراج نے کہا میں پالیٹکس میں نہیں ہوں، پالیٹکس ایک اوپر چیز ہے، اس کو کہتے ہیں بھگوان کی شرناگتی۔ ہم تو اتنا کانسپٹ میں پیار کی ہے، ہمارا اس کا جو فکر ہے۔ پرنتو مہاراج جی نے ایک سب ضرور کہا کہ جب کبھی اگریسر ہوتا ہے، جب کبھی اتیاچار ہوتا ہے، بھگوان کسی نے دکھ کے مدان میں اتر کہا تھا پر پرانا آچار کو مت کرنا، تو یہی کوئی ہمارے ساتھ کی بھومی کبھی نہیں مانا سارا سہن کرے گا، چاہے وہ کوئی بھی ویکتی کیوں نہ ہو، کوئی بھی راج کیوں نہ ہو، بھگوان کسی ہٹ کرنا پڑے ہوگا کہ اتیاچاری سے لڑنا پڑے گا۔ یہ بھگوان کی آگیا ہے۔ انہوں نے کہا اس سمے جو بھگوا دیش کے لوگ رہا ہے اس کے بارے میں آپ کے کیا وچار ہے۔ مہاراج جی نے کہا یہ سب سب کو پرسنگ ہے، جو بھی سرکار کرے گی اچھا کرے گی، ہمارا سب کے ساتھ آشیرواد ہے، ہم سب کو سمبھال کے دیکھتے ہیں۔ سروے بھوتو جگ میں سروے سنتو نرامیا سروے متنا سچنتو ہاں سچ سو بھاگو ہے، اس سرو کے اندر ہمارا مت آتا ہے، چاہے وہ ہندوستان میں ہے، چاہے وہ پاکستان میں ہے، چاہے وہ لکھا میں ہے، چاہے وہ چین میں ہے، سروے بھوتو جگ میں سب کا سو ہونا چاہیے، سب کا مگر ہونا چاہیے، سرو مگر ہونا چاہیے۔ آپ کا آشیواد ہوا ہے۔ میں آج دلی مہانگر پریشد کے ادھر آدر منتری رام چندر گپت ہمارے روپ کا اتنی ہے اور آگرہ کا رام چندر جی کا میں نیچے ہی بیٹھوں گا آپ نے بڑی سبھا کی، پرنتو ہمارا ایک نیم ہے نام راج ہمارے اتھی ہے، جیسے آپ کا اتنی کار کرتا ہے چار سال کا میں نے ایک بچہ بچہ آپ کی سامنے سال کی سیواؤں سے آپ کے دھن کے پوچھ رکھا سے آپ کے گو کی تعلق اور گائکی کے پرتی آسپا سے کوئی چھپا ہوا نہیں ہے۔ اسی کارن سے آج ہم نے اسے سمجھا کہ ہمارے کارکرم میں آپ بڑھائے دلی مہانگر کے پرشد کے ادھیکش کے ناطے آپ کا دلی کی راجنیتی میں نہیں دلی کے کارکرم اور پرشاسن میں پر وہ پد ہے۔ میں سارے آندولن کے سنچالک اور دلی کے کتنا کمپلیمنٹ کے ادھیکش بھائی جی گروپا جی ادھیکاری سے نویدن کروں گا کہ وہ شری شرما چرن جی کا کچھ مارا سے سمان کریں۔ بھائیوں اور بہنوں، شری شاما چرن جی اجت مہانگر پریشد دلی کے گاندھیوں کی اور سے کچھ بات سوامی کرپا جی کا کچھ مارا سے سمان کر رہے ہیں۔ میں آپ سے نویدن کرنا چاہوں گا، آپ سن میں آتے ہیں بھگوان کا نام بولنے کا سنتوش محسوس ہوگا، ہر بول کے آپ بولتے رہے۔ میں چاہتا ہوں کہ رویدار دلی کے سارے چار کو کون بنانا जय बोलते हैं आप जोर से नहीं बोलते, ये भगवान की दया है, भगवान की दया है जो सबको उठा दिए, मैं किसी नेता की जाने को द्वारा, किसी पॉलिटिकल लीडर की जाने को द्वारा, पर मैं महात्मा की जाने द्वारा, आप जो जय बोलते हैं आप पास ध्यान रखें, जो नहीं बोलता उससे कहो कम से कम जय बोलो दे।
जिन्होंने मुझे यहाँ पर आमंत्रित करके और उपस्थित रहने वाले जेकर सुधार किया और भगवान के चरणों में बैठ कर मुझे ये सत्य का विश्वास कर प्रदान किया, उसके लिए मैं सत्य सत्य हूँ और बड़ा ही धन्यवादी हूँ। जय महाराज, धन्यवाद।
For your kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness moment. Just now, our guest, today's guest, was speaking about Papa and Punya. The Krishna consciousness movement is transcendental of Papa and Punya. Papa means sinful activity and Punya means pious activity. Both activities are causes for bondage. that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajnyasya karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Yajnyasya. Yajna means Vishnu, Yajna Purush. Simply for Vishnu or Krishna, Krishna is the supreme Lord of Vishnu Tattva. There are different tattvas. Vishnu Tattva, Shakti Tattva. So, we have to understand Tattva. So, Vishnu, Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. Tad Vishnu, Paramam Padam. Tadapasam Vishura. That is the Rig Veda mantra. Those who are pure, they are looking forward to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu. People in Jilat, they do not know what is their ultimate goal of life. They do not know. Nate vidu. Everyone is self-interest. That is not there. As a living entity, as a living being, everyone should be self-interest. That is nothing. Because I am individual being, you are individual being, you have got your interest. Self-interest, I am not my self-interest. But unless the self-interest, both of you and me, are targeted towards Vishnu, then we shall fight. Nothing is usata getting Vishnu. Durasaya de vahiratva manila. Persons who are very much interested, simply on the external energy. This material world is creation of the external energy of Krishna. We have read it in the Bhagavad Gita. Humi rapa anala vayu kham mana buddhire vinname prakriti astadha. The material world, which is creation of the five elements, gross and three subtle elements, mind, intelligence and ego. Krishna claims that prakriti me astadha, mind, they are my property. Actually, the title is there. Whether you can create bhumi or who cannot create, the bhumi either you say India or Pakistan or America, that is not created by the human being. You cannot create. Even a small particle of fat, you cannot create in your level. What to speak of the whole world? That is claimed by Krishna. Me, that is mine. And prakriti, prakriti means generally, omen. And omen is predominated. And the man is predominated. In our general life, we understand it very easily. Husband and wife. The wife is predominated. Matter. And the wife remaining predominated by the husband, the predominator, she is happy. That is the injunction of our Manusharita. Nasyam satantatavarhati. Women should not be given independence. They should be given protection. In childhood, she should be protected by the father. In youthhood, she should be protected by the husband. And in old age, she should be protected by the elderly son. That is our law, Vedic law. So this forgiving means that anger, this prakriti is enjoyed. And similarly, there is another prakriti, Krishna says, aparayam itastu vidhime bhutim para. This is material prakriti. And there is another prakriti, which is called jiva-bhuta-mahabha. Jairam bhajate dava. Bhajate sastena. Bhara, affected the living entity, that are your body, my body. It is sustained by the spirit soul. As soon as the spirit soul is gone out of this body, it is simply a lump of matter. It has no value. Therefore, that small particle, spiritual part, is important. More than the matter. Aparayam, it has two vidhime prasitim para. So, the jiva bhuta mahara, the living entities, they are also calculated as prasiti, omen. And this matter, that is also calculated as prasiti. So, a prakriti, a woman cannot enjoy another woman. If she wants to enjoy another woman, that is artificial. Similarly, we, although superior prakriti of Krishna, we are unnecessarily trying to enjoy this material prakriti. That is our cause. That is called illusion. Which is never possible. Which is never possible. But it is going on. Beginning from Brahma, down to the small insignificant ant, everyone is trying to enjoy this God. Therefore sometimes, the living entity, sometimes they call as Purusha. Purusha means enjoy. So this is illusion, because unnecessarily we are trying to enjoy this material world on our personal account. That is the cause of all dissatisfaction all over the world. This Krishna consciousness movement is started to convince people in general that they are not enjoyed, they are enjoyed. Therefore, they should come to their original consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness. Now we have forgotten. Consciousness is pure. But when it is contaminated by the material modes of nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, trigunamayi maya, then it becomes polluted. Just like the water, when it falls down from the sky, from the cloud, it is crystal clear. But as soon as it contacts the earth, it becomes muddy. Similarly, our consciousness, originally, it is Krishna consciousness. There is another world, which is called spiritual world. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Parat-tasmāt-tubhāva-anyā-bhakṣā-vasyāt-anāt. In that world, there are also living entities, there are also planets. They are called Vaikuntha planets. And their living entities, they are all liberated. They are called Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated. They never come here in this material world. And those who have come here in this material world, they are called Nitya Bhagya, eternally engaged. So our, this human form of life is meant for getting out of this engagement. That is called mukti, or liberation. And what is the liberation? Liberation means to be situated in its own original position. That is the description given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti Vidya Anatharupam Sarupena Avastiti. That is called mukti. When we give up our artificial endeavor and we become situated in our original consciousness, that is called mukti. Or Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. So this Krishna consciousness moment is very important because it is trying to deliver people in general, not only in India, but all over the world, how they can be situated in their original consciousness, which is called mukti. Mukti hitya anatharupam sarupena avastiti. The sarup means, as Lord Caitanya, when he was asked by Sanatana Goswami, what I am, he said that your real constitutional principle is that you are eternal servant of God. Dilel sarup hai nitya Krishna dham. That is our eternal position. But when we do not try to serve Krishna, we have to serve, we are obliged to serve Maya. We are, our service position is there. That is our constitutional position. We cannot be master. That is not possible. We are servants. Now, we are meeting so many friends here, thousands. Now, can any one of us say that you are not servants? Every one of us is servants. Every one of us is servants. Because that is our constitutional position. But if we try to artificially to become master, that is illusion. We cannot become the master. Jivesharupa Rita Krishna. But the trouble is, here in this material world, they are trying to become master. Somebody is trying to become master of his family. Somebody is trying to become the master of his community. Somebody is trying to become master of his nationality. And somebody is trying to become master of his internationality. And at last, somebody is trying to become the Supreme God. That means everyone is trying artificially to become the master. And that is the illusion. We have to become servant. That is our mukti. Not master. That is artificial. The same thing. I already expect this matter and the living entity. Both of them are prakriti. They are common in nature. Or predominating. So we cannot be master. The Vedas also confirm nitya nityana chetana chetanana eva bahuna nityadhyati kama. The Lord, Supreme Lord, He is also eternal. We are also eternal. Because qualitatively we are one with the Lord. Mama imamu jiva. Jiva. The living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna. So if Krishna is both, then we are also both. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigra, therefore we are also Satchidananda Vigra. But because we are very minute particles, sometimes our this quality of Satchidananda Vigra becomes covered by the inferior external nature. Just like a small spark of the fire, when it falls down on the ground, it almost becomes extinguished, or becomes extinguished. That is our position. Because we have fallen down from the original fire, Krishna, therefore our spiritual life or enlightenment is now soft. And as soon as, again we ignite that spiritual consciousness, that is called Krishna consciousness. So, the Sutta Goswami, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is giving us a very nice program, how we can invoke our spiritual consciousness. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that nitya siddha krishna bhakti sadha prabhu na Ravanadi Sutta Chitte Parayatuda. Buddha means it began as Ravanadi Sutta Chitte. This process that you are kindly hearing about Krishna. To hear about Krishna, simply, if you do not understand, this hearing of about Krishna is part of it. So Sutta Goswami says, Ninnatam Sapata Krishna, Punna Bhavana Kirtanam. Ninnatam Sapana Sapata Krishna. Krishna is living in your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana, Ribbete Arjuna Krishna. And when you become too much eager to see him, then he appears as Arjavi God. And they are Krishna Radharani in front of you. So Krishna is trying to help you. He always, by presenting himself first time as Krishna appeared on the earth, 5,000 years ago. Now he is living behind his instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Elect is coming as a devotee and in form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Bhagavan Krishna. And he is sending his devotees also, door to door, to camera, that just he surrender to Krishna. That is our business. We are employing so many devotees all over the world, simply to karma people to surrender unto Krishna. That is our reason. So, this process of hearing is recommended in this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Śrīmatāṁ bhagavatā Krishna unna dharana dhītana. Krishna, the word or message about Krishna is unna dharana dhītana. Unna, one who is yes and one who is done. That's why I am speaking, and you are here. Both of us being benefited. Both of us being benefited because the subject matter is Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anywhere you go, you become a spiritual master of my order. And what is your business? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upade. Whomever you be, you simply speak the message of Krishna. Now remember, Jare Dasa Tare Kaha Krishna. So, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, person. That is also Krishna Bodhi. And Srimad Bhagavatam, that is also Krishna Bodhi. Both of them. So our teaching, pointing to make people understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam as that is our view. Because the more you hear, you become pious. Your heart becomes clean of material dirtiness. Sinnatam bhagavatā Krishna. Punna-samana-pihitam. Anyone who simply hears, even if you do not understand a single word of Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, but if you simply give your oral attention to hear the word, the transcendental vibration will cleanse your heart. Seva dasana mājana. It will cleanse your heart. That is said in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu also says, Seva dasana mājana bhava mahādārāsya vibhāpa. Svaya kaivara sandhikāritadana vidyāna buddhīvana. Ānandāmbri vadhanam pratipadam pūrnāmita ashvādana. Param vijayate sri kīrta sankīrtam. So this is sankīrtam moment. It's so nice. That even if you do not understand a word, you will achieve the result of fire. Punna Savana Sita. But we are not interested. Krishna Bhakta is not interested for fire activities. They are not interested for sinful activities, but they are also not interested in fire activities. They are simply interested in the service of the God. That service of that life. Arjuna in the beginning, you are thinking that this fighting is part of impact. Sinful action. Krishna don't ask me to fight. It is very much simple. I will not find. But after learning Bhagavad Gita, she agreed to find the whole thing in power activity fighting becomes a power activity. That is to be understood. Because Krishna advised Arjuna to find. In the beginning he declared, but at the end, he agreed. He said, for his name was the Manandam. Yes, Krishna is God. So, now what is the decision? I have spoken to you everything, I have explained. Now what is your decision? Arjuna replied, for his name was the Manandam. For his name was the Manandam. And he thought, he killed a grandfather, Krishna, which was hesitating. And how can I kill my grandfather? He's so powerful, he's so generous, he's just kind, and my acharya do not charge. But later on, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he fought and killed. Now, try to understand. The same thing which was considered before as impure, how it became pure? Because Krishna is 35 years old. Bhaktos, Yogi, you are my very nice devotee and very dear. So a person who is very dear and devotee of Krishna, is he impure? No, he is not impure. He cannot be impure. Therefore, this path or research activity, they can be considered in terms of our relationship with Krishna. What Krishna says, that is fire. What Krishna does not say, what is Krishna for me, that is impure. Not in our sense. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is said that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat samintam. Dharma. What is dharma? Dharma means you have to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. That is dharma. And Krishna also advised the same. Sarva dharmam paritasya manitam dharma. So how we can achieve that status of life when we can directly speak with Krishna and thank God? That is changed to the nature of heart. Jesus was for the mother. That is recommended here. Sundatan satata sushma. Sundatavana kitana. Riddhanda savatrani. Vidhunati sri satam. Riddhanda savatrani. Krishna is sitting in your heart. So, as soon as you are eager to understand Krishna, Krishna also becomes interested in you. Krishna says, Samoham Sarvasthiti, Name Jeshasthi Na Priya. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must be equal to everyone. He says that, Samoham, I am equal to everyone. Sarvabhute, not only human being, animal, all. I am equal to everyone. Name Jeshasthi Na Priya. Nobody is subject of envy for me. Neither anybody is very dear to me. Because they are working their own way. Yeti bhajanti maam sikya keti teme. But on that step, to the devotional self, I am their particular getting at it. And yet many times we are bigger. Kondaya pratijami name bhakta pranakshati. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. Unless we come to that position, all our knowledge, all our religion, they are simply samai vahi kevalam, simply waste of time, devalam. So, that is also stated in this verse, in this chapter, that dharma kāma śrīla pūṅkā viṣṭhāṣṭhīna kathāśita mūpādayadratīndari samai vahi kevalam. You can execute your religion. It doesn't matter. Very nice. Dharma Khanu Silapu. They do not and the arrogant, you are Krishna conscious man. Then in his heart so it is said that he simply wakes up that simply liver. So my invitation. Therefore, this society, Krishna conscious society, establish all over the world, in every village, in every town, a center to give chance people to hear about Krishna. That's what the society is saying in International Society for Krishna Partha. That Krishna Partha says it's there in everyone's heart. Otherwise, how do American boys and European boys and girls get into Krishna Partha? It is not for us. Many Shamans and Govis went there to preach Hindu culture, but they did not care. Why? They are not there, Christian culture, why did they accept Hindu culture? But they are interested in Krishna culture because the same thing, as it is said, that Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Vishesha-Adbhutatvam. Krishna is telling in everyone's heart. So, by the process, we have to add that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is not Krishna consciousness, not Indian cult or Hindu cult. But in India, because the cultivators is Krishna consciousness very high, all our cases, this land, this land of Bharatvarsha, is the land of Krishna consciousness. But by force, we have power that Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are suffering. We are to revive us. Not only that, the foreigners is simply revived, and we shall neglect. No. This is originally the land of Krishna consciousness. So if you revive Krishna consciousness, then the exactly things in your heart will be free. Simnatam sabata krishna. Punnatsamala pitam. Riddhantasa avadrani. Avadrani means that that means that I don't like you, you don't like me. Because unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot be called a learner. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavivakshini, Sumitena Sathakrita, Pandita Samadas. One who is actually Krishna conscious, he does not make any distinction. Be it American or Indian or human being or animal. A devotee is never able to kill another, not even an act. That is, the Sakshi Bhakti Bhagavata Pindya. Actually, if you become Krishna conscious, if your faith and love for Krishna is unflinching, then you will be equally disposed. Come up for the Eshu Bhutesh. Simply by passing resolution, you cannot establish universal brotherhood. Unless it comes to Krishna consciousness. That is the first thing. Brahma Buddha, you have to get released from the material concept of life. You have to come to the platform of transcendental realization. And that is very easily done, as it is explained here. Sinnatam sabakāpu. Simply try to hear the message of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is the message, and it is not powerful. To read Satsama, hear, but don't try to man interpret Bhagavad Gita. Try as it is. Try to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't manufacture your idea that Krishna means this, or Kurukshetra means this, and Pandava means this. No. Pandava means Pandava. They are historical persons. Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra. Krishna means Krishna. If you study Bhagavad Gita, in that way, then it will be a fact. Don't try to alter. That will be the government. Sinnatam sabata krishna. Punnat sabana kivitam. Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, even if you don't read books, if you simply chant with mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. That is also Sinnatam. Sahata Krishna. Hearing of Krishna's name is the same as hearing of Bhagavad Gita or hearing of Bhagavad. If one has no time, neither has got the capacity to read Bhagavad Gita Srimad Bhagavatam, he can chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. That is as good as the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna being absolute, there is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and the chanting of Hare Krishna. They are all the same. That will be realized. Gradually, that is the state of you. As soon as our heart is clean of all that things, then we can realize what is Krishna, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's activity, what is Krishna's devotee, or any other thing in relationship with Krishna. Sinnatam Sadatha Krishna, Punnat Sadana Pitana, Riddhal Dattva Radrani, Vidyunati Sri Tata. Krishna is sweet, but it is specially sweet to his devotee, Sadha. The devotees are called Sadha. And those are non-devotees, they are called Sadha. Because after finishing this body, they will get another body. But Satam means the devotee after finishing this body, Satta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mami. He immediately developed a spiritual body. The devotee after giving up this body is no longer coming back to take part in the umma of a material mind. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if we want to cleanse our heart of all that is in, that is accumulated by our association with the external energy of Krishna Maya, then you have to hear about Krishna. Simple method. If you hear the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad, and go and go, otherwise, you simply hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You can't. It can make you do that anywhere, any part of the world, without any bothering, without any law. But the game is very much. That is our profession. So it is very simple at the same time sublime. You can accept it both ways. So, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna Punnatsavana Sitana Riddhanta Savadra Vidhuna Sri Sata. Then, Sita Goswami says, Nasya Prayesu Avatresu Nasya Prayesu Avatresu Nittan Bhagavata Sevaya. The Bhagavata should be heard Nittan, daily, regular. Not that Bhagavata Sattva. This is another formality. So far Bhagavata Sattva is concerned. As a study, so many commentaries, at least eight principal commentators, like Srimad Bhāṇī, Jīva Gosvāmī, Viśvanātha Chakravarti, Jīva Bhagavatārya, Subodhani. There are many citas given on the Srimad Bhagavata. But nowhere I find the Bhagavata Sattva. Why Bhagavata should be hard for Sattva? Nittam Bhagavata, it is Srimad Bhagavata which is stated. Nittam Bhagavata Sattva. You have to hear Bhagavata daily. If it is possible 24 hours, then your target things will be clean. It is not a formula that I hear for 10 days and I stop for you. No. Here it is implemented. Not surprise you about this. It is not that completely clean. Not surprise. Almost clean. In the dark state. Not surprise you about this. Nittana Bhagavata. That can be possible. Bhagavata. Krishna says, Sapadar, Sunyatam Krishna. That Sapadar is Bhagavad Gita and Sumat Bhagavata. So here, again, it is said, the Nittana Bhagavata Sevaya, that when one becomes almost clean from his heart, not surprised, our dream. Nittana Bhagavata, that is also, that cleansing process is possible simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavata, or Krishna Katha. Then what happens? Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhavati Vaisthiti. If you hear about Krishna regularly, then gradually you shall develop the love of Krishna. Bhagavati Uttama Sloka. Bhagavad Krishna is described here as Uttama Sloka. Krishna is described by finest poetry. Sloka means poetry or statement. Or Uttama means transcendental. Udgata Bhama Jatma. Sama is material. The Krishna's existence is not material existence. It's ideal existence of Krishna and Vidamathan. Hintāvani prakarthadmasu kalpa-vrikha-lakthāvati surabhi-ravipālaya. Krishna is attached. What? Tending cows. Surabhi-ravipālaya. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhama tepumāna. Govindamādi-purusa. These are all transcendental descriptions. Krishna is not an imaginary. It is not that we have to imagine it. Imagine the form of Krishna. It is not the personal imagination. It is practical fact as it is stated in the heart of the continuous city. If you continue to hear about Krishna, then you will have found faith in Krishna as the boys and girls, they are European Americans. But it says, you cannot be naked from Krishna Bhakti. That is not possible. If you bribe them, if you give the empire of the whole world, then you pervert Krishna consciousness. They will never come. Bhakti, bhavati, maitri. So, this is the formula for India, this calamitous position of India. You try to hear Bhagavad Gita everything. You try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Your all problems to be solved. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, come here. What is the process?
To understand the
Bhagavad
Gita.
Yes, what is the process?
I just asked you a few questions.
Then you do not know. You do not know.
I don't know much about the Bhagavad Gita.
Then you will learn it, first of all. Yes, I will tell you.
Okay.
You sit down, tell us. First of all, you hear. Don't talk nonsense. First of all, hear. First of all, you say what is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. What is the process? I am asking you, what is the process?
I ask you a few questions. I've come here to ask you a few questions.
Then you learn from
it.
Don't ask me questions which you do not understand.
I'm a simple man. I have no difference, no university.
Then you try to understand from me.
Now, when was Lord Krishna's birthday? This year.
First of all, let me know. You are questioning me so many. You answered my one question. What is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita?
I don't know.
Then don't talk, please. Don't talk, don't talk. Then don't talk. You do not know, understand. How to understand Bhagavad
Gita? Why don't you answer me?
I cannot answer because you do not know how to understand the process.
Well, It is in a democracy. I'm not an
enlightened. No, we are not under democracy. We are God's father.
I'm not seeing. I'm in studying.
Then you tell me, first of all, what is the process?
No, please answer my question.
No, I cannot answer because you do not know the process.
I want to know more about it.
No, I cannot. I am not your subject that I have done.
Even in the past,
why can't I do a kind of posture?
The people are allowed to ask questions. Shall we live in the market? This is not this world.
The Lord has not said, I cannot answer the Lord.
Richard Nixon said it.
I will answer you. I will answer you. It is not Prabhupada. This time down, I will answer you. Your questions have no bearing. I will answer you.
You answer?
I will answer you one by one.
Who are you?
I am just one of them. Come and answer you.
I will
answer you one by one. Not Prabhupada. Just come and
answer. Bhagavad Gita. I mean, you could say to speak the prophet. Just like you take a bottle of medicine given by your physician, on the bottle there is a label, and the instruction is given there how to take the medicine. Just like there is a mixture and the physician gives direction that this medicine is a certain life saving with certain such ways. You cannot send that dose and the instruction of the physician. Then the medicine will not be properly taken and it will not act. If you whimsically make your own process to take the medicine, then you will never get relief by taking that medicine. Similarly, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to take the direction given by Krishna himself. You cannot invent your own way of understanding Bhagavad Gita. That is nonsense. You have to strictly follow what Krishna says. In the fourth chapter, you will find, Imam Divasate Yuvam Prastavanahamabhayam. Divasan Manavetraha Manuikrata Vipravi. Evam Paramparapa Kam Imam Rajan Sayo Kidu. Krishna says, that this Bhagavad Gita Yoga, Sita, was spoken by me, first, some millions of years ago, to the Sun God, Divasam. Imam Divasate Yogam Prastavan, Abhayam. He spoke. Now, if you don't accept this proposition of Bhagavad Gita, then what is the use of bothering yourself understanding Bhagavad Gita? You have to accept that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 50 million of years ago to the same God. It is possible because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This question was raised by Arjuna also, just to satisfy common people like that. Arjuna said, the Krishna, you are my contemporary, you are my cousin brother, you are my friend, so practically we are born together. How I can believe that 40 million of years ago you spoke this Bhagavad Gita to be your son, the son of God? Krishna answered that yes, both you and me, we took many, many, but you have forgotten, I remember. That is the difference between Krishna and ordinary man. If you take Krishna as ordinary man, then you will never understand the Buddha. That is the folly. Abhijanati mana bhuva, monsoon to the mouth. Because Krishna comes in the human form of body, Russell thinks that he is already back. It's not a reason. Matta Parakara Nana Kriti Yoshi Gavanya. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Krishna says that Guru system is now law. Satale me or Guru na Saparantava. Because that Parambra system is lost. So if you understand, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to understand through the Parambra system, not physically. Exactly like that. If you want to get benefit of the medicine, you must get it according to the direction of the disease. If you don't follow this principle, then you never understand something. Naham prakasa sarvastu yuga maya samap. You never understand something. Krishna will be covered by yoga maya. And he will follow the path. But this is impossible. We have to understand Krishna from the parampara system. Now what is that parampara system? Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Why? Krishna could have selected a great Vedanti to teach this Bhagavad Gita. Why he selected Arjuna? You are an ordinary Grihastha. You are a statesman. You are a fighter. You cannot expect a fighter, a king or Grihastha to understand very much about Vedanta. You also completely qualified, but still, for our understanding, we may take like that. But this one qualification was that you are a devotee, bhaktoji, priyotime, rasam etad uttamam. I am speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita. I do not speak any Vedanti. Because you are my devotee. You are my very dear friend. So before understanding Bhagavad Gita, one has to become a dear friend and devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, he is useless. That is the statement of Bhagavad. This is the process of understanding. Unless you understand, what is Krishna? You cannot become devotee. And unless you become devotee, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the statement in the Bhagavad. Thank you.
All the souls are more than sensual pleasures. Religion is like the sap of living trees, the sensation is more thick than cows. If our whole life is satisfied through religion, the heart of others will touch and will open to the reception of that spirit who dwells in every one of us. The need for practical true religion is a great
religion. So, we may speak something about religion within me. According to our Vedic system, there are two kinds of religion. First of all, try to understand what is religion. Religion means constitutional position. Characteristic. The exact word. His characteristic. In English dictionary, the religion is described as a kind of faith. Faith is a thing. But according to our dictionary, religion is an object. A religion or dharma. Dharma is an object. But the English translation, faith, you can change. Today you are Hindu. Tomorrow you can become a Mahayana. Or today you are Christian. And tomorrow you can become a Hindu. This is the change of faith. but so far we want harmony from God. That cannot be seen. We should understand. Therefore, we want karma and we want religion is a little different. Our functions are not karma, it's characteristic, just like sugar. Sugar must be sweet. If sugar is not sweet, then it is not sweet. Similarly, chili, it must be hot. If chili is not hot, then it is not sweet. So, fire, there must be heat and light. Otherwise, it is not hot. Water, it must be liquid. If water is not liquid, sometimes water becomes solid. But such solidity is under certain conditions. That is not natural. The natural religion of water is liquidity. The natural religion of stone is solidity. Similarly, you analyze anything, any physical element, you will find some particular characteristic. That characteristic is religion. Not in English word, but karma. So we take it as that. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto, it is stated, Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Karma, this word, is the law given by the law. Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. And as we will find in the Bhagavad Gita, that dharma, as dictated by Lord Krishna, sarva dharma paritarja mame tam saranam. So in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, it is the Lord says, dharma samasthapana khaya samrabhami hudibhde. Now at the end he says, sarva dharma paritarja mame tam saranam. So the Supreme Personality of God appears on this planet for establishing dharma. He says, dharma sapasthapana. Then why does he say sarva dharma anparikkal? This is the answer. That means that except surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, anything which is going on under the name of dharma, that is not dharma. That is the Bhagavad. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the beginning of the first canto, second slok, dharma krodhita kaitava astra. Astra Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma kaitava. Dharma, which is going on as a cheating proposition, that is called dharma kaitava. Siddhartha, the great commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, accepted by all the acharyas, and you know, when Srimad Bhagavatam is presented, Siddhartha's commentary comes at first, then all of Siddhartha is so respected by all the acharyas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Puri, Vallabhacharya, he presented the Subodhani Gita of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was very proud that he wrote a commentary which was better than Sridhar Chand. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not drive that idea. That you cannot excel the previous attack. He replied, it is not clear the Subodhani Sita of Vallabha Acharya. He simply replied, Sami Jiva Nahi Mane Vesha Bolido. In a very fantastic way, he replied that anyone who does not care for the Sami, he must be considered a Vesha. So Sridhar Sami, I'm just trying to point out to Sridhar Sami, police. So Sridhar Sami has commenting on this line, dharma pojita pojitava atra. He says, atra mukhavan shapajantam nilastam. Dharma atra dhamma mukh. There are four things. Srimad Bhagavatam says, generally people, they become religious for economic development. Artha. Srimad Bhagavatam says that dharma is not meant for economic development. Dharmasya jyapavaradarsa no artha artharo upakalpate. One should not take to religion for material value. That is the body. Generally, people go to the temple. Lord, give us our daily bread. That's why the Christians go in the church. For economy, sorry, give us daily bread. This is also accepted in the Bhagavad Gita. That's good, because man has gone to God for taking some. But that's not pure devotion. Pure devotion means, Annavidasitasannam jnana-dharma-anapritam sāra-purmīna-tuskāna-sulanam bhakti-vittamāt. Annavidasitasannam, one should not have any ulterior motive to approach God. One should approach only God out of love. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Ātisya bhāgādara-tāṁ sunasya-māṁ marmātāṁ sarotuvā adarsanāt jatāt-bhāgā jatāt-nam tata maskvāna-nāthat-sa-sayivanādar. A pure devotee, he does not want anything from God. He says, Āśrita bhāgādara-tāṁ sunasya-māṁ. Either you embrace me or you trample me down under your feet. You make me broken-hearted without being present before me forever. It seems you are my most favorite God. No pandit. God is in me this, then I become a devotee. Otherwise I shall reject. That is Kula Mahasaya, which is mercantile proposition. One is it. Just like merchants, they give something, they take them. But a pure devotee does not do so. The pure devotee, annavilasita sundam jnana dharma sanatritam. Jnani, they also want something, liberation, to march into the Supreme. There is one. They undergo activity, penance, arudhya-tukshena-param-padam-tata. A severe. But there is a desire, I shall become one with God. Jolly, they also, undergo serious penance in the mystic yoga system. But there is a obsessive being. the Karmis, they are no desire, they are full of desire. Dhanam de hiru pang de hiru bhupati bhaat jaan de hiru de hiru. So everyone has desire, demand, jani, karmi, jori. Atvati bhakta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Everyone is akarmanic. The devotee says, I don't want money. But then, he gets good followers, become a leader, pardon for people who follow you. I don't want. Na dhanam na jana. But then say, good wife, beautiful wife. Na jananani, tamitam, hajar. No, I don't want. Then what for the level? Shabha. Hare Krishna. Na dhanam na jana na jananani, tamitam, hajar, jim, satanay. Mamo janmani, janmani, shari, sabotar, shakti, vati. He does not want even liberation. Otherwise, why? That is said, Janman is Janman. Liberation means Samadhi. That's it. This is the position of Bhakta. Na dhanam, na janam, na kapitam, na jagadim sakamae, namo Janmani, Janmani, sare bhavata, bhakti, ahoi to ti say. Ahoi to. Ahoi to say, without any cause. Not that I am going to God or the star for some purpose. No. Therefore, the devotees are called akama. Akama is no desire for any material anything. In the Chaitanya Chaitanya, there is a verse which says like this. Bhukti Mukti. Siddhi kami sapari asanti. Krishna bhakta mishka asaya shanti. Bhukti means karmi. They want enjoyment, self-enjoyment. In this world, as well as in the heaven, to become just like king of heaven, Indra, or Chandra, there are so many planets over. Bhuvasa, Maha, Jana, Satya, Siddhya, Brahma, so many planetary systems. And in each planetary system, the sense enjoyment program is sometimes better than the other planets. That's why in this planet also, the European standard of living is far better than our Indian standard. Similarly, in other planets, the standard of living is far greater. A 10,000 of years duration of life. And there, one day equal to our 6 months. That's why Brahma's duration of life is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Chudapajyam Tamma Rahasya Brahma Novidu. So in the heart planet is 6 months. There is greater comfort, there is better duration of life, everything better, better wife, better home, better atmosphere. These things are there. But Krishna says, Ārabhma bhūnā lūkāṁ kṛrāva śrīna śrīna. Krishna says that if you go to the planet, Brahma lūkā, then you will have to come back. But if you come back to me, you come back to Godhead, home, then you don't come. Again with this message. Saksati hankulam janmanaiti, mami, you don't. Mamute sapautiya, dukkhala ammasasata, nāpravati mahātmā, samsiddhiṁ paramāvatahā. So, therefore Krishna says that this is dharma. What is the dharma? Māmi tam dharanam vajam. and Bhagavat was Bharati, Dharma, Prodhita, Pailama, Trak, Parama Nirma, Sarada, Satan, Parama Nirma, Sarada, the Bhagavat Dharma, and the Krishna consciousness is meant for the Parama Nirma, Sarada. Siddha Swami expressed Masarata, Para Utparsa Asahana. One who cannot tolerate other enemies. That is the rule of the sacred world. Even if one is your brother, if he has conscience, material, then I shall be in here. Oh, he has become so bad. I am fallen. But that is the nature. And yet, therefore, this Krishna conscious movement, or Krishna conscious dharma, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parama Nirma Sarana. For all Paramahansa, or the Paramahansa, who are not envious of anyone, the Bhaktas, they are Saradukha Dukhi. They are simply Prahlad Maharaj says, Prahlad Maharaj says to Vishnumade, my dear Lord, I am not afraid of this material existence. Not at all. But Vishya Dhyana Mahamrita Madhana Sutya, Naivad Vijayavad, Parat Vaitaranya. I am not afraid of this material world. Why? The Tadvijya Dhyana Mahamrita Madhana Sutya. Because I am now done how to be happy, Tad Vijya Dhyana Mahamrita. By glorifying you, I will find the nature of ocean. And I am keeping you. So I am not. I am not here. Then what you want? Sote tato bhinuk te tata maya sukaya paramut bhato bhimura. I am simply thinking of this rapture, bhimura. It is not my kind, bhimura. Who are simply living hard day and night for a desire which is maya is. I am simply thinking thought. How to get the delivered from this practice of maya, that they are working so hard day and night simply for a keen dictator, Janamai Kunadi Jiramayi Sukham Vitushan. They are thinking. So, this dharma, at Krishna prescribed, Sarva Dharma Karuttas, Mani Kankara. That will be the greatest pleasure, the highest relief from this material world. In another case, when Prahlad Maharaj was inquired by Nisimhade, are you afraid of my ferocious teacher? He said, no sir, not at all. I am simply afraid of this material existence. I am not afraid of your fearful teacher. Although I am a child, although Brahma and others, they have become afraid. Lakshmi also, who is all of your sons, she is also afraid. But I am not afraid. The position of the devotee is like that. Narayana Parasarve, na putatsana vibhati. They are not afraid of this material part. They are not afraid of this Sivarisha Mukti. Anyway, Karva Apavarada Naraki Sabi Tulla Kadarsha. They simply want that wherever I may be, let me chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is that it. So this dharma, as taught by Sri Krishna, Katato Kinta, Kinta and Tama, the same dharma is taught by Lord Chaitanya. పినాది దేశం నుంచి అయినా పరోగతి సహిష్ణ హోమాని నామానుదైన ఈ తనీయ పదాలు It's like two natures there, material nature and spiritual nature. Similarly, there are two kinds of dharma, material dharma and spiritual dharma. So this is the consciousness movement is for developing spiritual dharma, not material dharma. Material dharma is dharma, kata, moksha, and spiritual dharma జీవస్వ తత్వ జిజ్ఞాస అథాతు బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస నా అక్రాజక్తి కర్మధి ది ధర్మ ఇస్ ఇటర్నల్ ధర్మ బికాజ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఇటర్నల్ వీఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఇటర్నల్ ఇటర్నల్ ఇన్ సనాతన్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ సనాతన్ In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is described as Sanatana. And in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Jiva is also described as Sanatana. And perhaps in the 8th chapter, the spiritual world is also described as Sanatana. So in these three Sanatans combined together, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma does not mean that getting in a particular way of giving a start. Sanatana Dharma means to be engaged eternally in the service of the Supreme Vichara. Vichya Vichara Ketana Ketanana. The Supreme Nitta, the Supreme Cheta, living entity, the Supreme Law, and the Supreme Art. The eternal service. There, when this relationship is again revived, we are now lost. Because our eternal nature is suspect. But we are trying to be master. That is illusion. Not only master, but at the end, we are trying to be one with the Supreme Master. So these desires, is the disease wherefrom we are suffering in this material existence. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva dharmān paritas, māne taṁ saranam, ahankvāsa dupāpitva, mokhve śyāmi mārkīśa. Take up your instruction. You take this system. This is the system. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu begins his teaching from this point. If one understands perfectly well the Bhagavad Gita and the last teaching of Lord Krishna, sarva dharmān paritasya māme taṁ, that is called saranāgati and surrender. And that is the ultimate goal. But those who are engaged in mental speculation or empiric knowledge, philosophical speculation, they will say, long time to come to this point. Bahunam janmanamante janaman mana bhagat vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatmas guru. So, that kind of mahatma, mahatma nattumam kartha saiti pagiti mahatita bhaganti anandamanat. That kind of mahatma we try to create by the Krishna consciousness movement and glimpsing faith in Krishna. Just the way the Paravati, the Thadi, the Padru, the Sede, the Vitarhatta, Prakasam, the Mahatma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized, scientific, confirmed by great persons, acharyas, not in the past, that they follow the Siddha Devala. But within, say, 2,000 years, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimmarta, Vishnuchyana, and later, within 500 years, by Lord Caitanya, and 5,000 years, Lord Krishna, Sarvadharma Antarishpaja Mane Kamishara Kambaya. So, the question was, say, Dharma, so, say, from the angle of vision of the Krishna consciousness society, we accept, we calculate Dharma through surrender to Krishna. And what was confirmed, Sarvindam Dham Karo Dharma Jato Bhakti Vadukta. Ahoy to the Atpratikata, there are some Sampratti. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yuga Previta. Janati Yasu Vaidartam Jayan Sajadam. It is not that this surrendering process is meant for the less intelligent class. It is the highest intelligent class. Because Krishna says, after many, many births, one he executed the philosophical speculation. He, after many, many births, he surrendered. Vasudeva, that time, when he surrendered unto me, he will understand that Vasudeva is part of him. All Krishna has come up as fuller of the path. Then he will understand. Then he surrenders. But the intelligent man, he will see, if this is the ultimate goal of life, why not surrender immediately? That is intelligent. That is real knowledge. Surrendering. Why you should wait for many, many births? No necessity. You should immediately surrender and become liberated. What is the liberation? Sagunan samapisvaitam jannam hrityayatam. Mahitabhyayikarini bhakti jyohena jasi. Sagunan samapisvaitam jannam hrityayatam. So, this is the process of Krishna consciousness movement, and we request all of you to try to understand it very seriously and take to it, and you become happy. Thank you.